Alrighty, it is the Sideline View. Robbo here this afternoon. Gold Centre Victoria, FM 98.3 AM 1071. Time to check out the angle of the dangle. I'm, of course, talking about the world of fishing. And Jeff Kramer is with us. Jeff, afternoon.
Afternoon, Robbo.
Now, tell us, what's an update on the Golden Tag Fishing Comp? I believe there's not been much news lately on the website.
No, it's a bit disappointing that we haven't heard much, but because the Golden Tag competition's open right till the end of this year, 31st of December, and there's only been 149 of in excess of 1,000 fish that have been put out in the Victorian waters. So there's still supposedly a lot of these fish swimming around places like Cancurran, Tullaroop, Upper Colobin, Lauriston, Malmesbury, etc. So if you are going fishing at those places and you catch a nice fish, just double check it, because some of those yellow tags, or they call them golden, they're golden and yellow, in the water they get algae growing on them, and sometimes you can't quite read what the phone number is or whether it's a golden tag or a survey fish. So I'd be looking hard if I catch one there just to make sure it's... You're not throwing $2,000 back in the water.
No, indeed. All righty. Well, we'll keep watching with interest as that continues. You're talking about algae. Don't know whether it was this or not, but that big fish kill back in April, what's sort of been the washout after that?
Yeah, look, this is in the Curtis River, and it was, I reckon there was about two fish kills on the one water, and some of the agencies had a little bit of a problem getting their act together on it. So VR Fish put out a petition and trying to get further action. And fortunately now we've had a reasonable outcome from that, with the Corangamites Catchment Management Authority have engaged consultants to review the management of the river estuary and have a particular focus on reducing the amount of nutrients that might go into the catchment, on the belief that it was mostly an algal bloom. So, and the other good news within the Curtis River is the main boat ramp near the Boggy Creek Hotel. The boat ramp and the car park have all been upgraded, so you won't get bogged near the Boggy Creek pub anymore. And the fish have started to bite upstream of the bridge, so and that's bream and estuary perch. So that's a good outcome, as good as we can expect, I think.
Yeah, indeed. Now, Better Boating Victoria, they're upgrading boating facilities. I guess, from our perspective, what are the ones that might impact on us in central Victoria, Jeff?
Yeah, well, Better Boating Victoria works as part of the Victorian Fisheries Authority now, which is great. And Lake Bull and Mareye, it's like a big pudding basin, very deep, 60 metres deep, with not much foreshore. And every time the level goes down, they have to build a new boat ramp. But they've just about finished the new boat ramp there, and I've had a look on the fisheries website, and it looks really good. Lake Fines has had its marina and boat ramp upgraded, so as the reservoir fills, the channel in from the marina to the lake. One of the biggest jobs is the boat ramp at the Warrnambool Harbour, which has been an ongoing problem for many years. And they're trying to make it an all-weather boat ramp now. The locals down there have been pushing for this to happen for a long time, so it's great that that's happening. And the other good one that's happened is the one over at Upper Colobin Reservoir. They've improved the boat ramp and the car park to make a bit of room there for people to take their and launch their boats and somewhere where they can park a car with their boat trailer.
Right. Okay. Well, that is great work. Now, Saturday, September 3 is a significant date. I tell you, it's quite significant too, because on September 3, 1939, Poland, Britain and France declared war on Germany, and one of Robbo's wives was born. Is that a coincidence? I think not.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, in this particular case, we're talking about the Ballarat Fishing Festival.
Yeah, well, okay, we could arrange other things, I suppose, on the day, but yeah, that's going to be the Ballarat Fishing Festival, and it'll be hosted by the Victorian Fisheries Authority, as well as Ballarat District Anglers Association. All the various clubs come along and help out, and it's on the western side of Lake Wenderee, just near the kids' playground there, and there'll be all sorts of stalls there, face painting, sausage sizzles all on the house, coffee. There'll be a few so-called fishing experts there to ask questions on various types of fishing. But make sure you bring a warm coat and your gumboots. It should start in the morning. We'll promote it a bit more as we get closer to that date.
All right. Sounds good. And finally, mate, where might we get a bite?
Look, there's reports of fish still being caught up at Tullaroop. Not huge numbers, and you've still got to work for them. And there's even some, there was a 90-centimetre carp caught up there the other day. That'll take the wrinkles out of your fishing line if you want to do that. And Murrumbull Reservoir, it's fishing well for trout on bait. Bull and Marai down in the southwest, salmon and trout down there. Lake Purrumbeet down that same area, great for redfin and trout. And I've fished recently down in the Glenelg River at Nelson, and that's fishing well for brim and estuary perch. And Lake Mulwala is now full again, so we've got 1 month of the cod season to go if you want to go up there and cast a few surface lures or spinner baits around and catch one of those big 1 metre cod.
Terrific stuff. Jeff, really appreciate your time as always. Thanks very much for that, and a good week in fishing to you, my friend.
Good on you, Robbo. Catch you soon.
Jeff Cramer, looking at fishing on the Sideline View.